This is Free Talk Live as we kick off hour number two of the Wednesday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. Bring up what you want. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. Still talking about the election and some of the results. We're actually going to focus on some of the ballot measures that were across the country here in a moment, but we've got to go to the phones first because Rich in Arizona has been hanging on patiently. Rich, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Good, Rich. What's on your mind?
Hey, first-time caller, so if I get a little confused, I apologize.
That's okay.
I know you guys like the smoking propositions, so we actually have one here in Arizona, 201, which was to ban smoking in restaurants and bars, and, of course, they passed that one.
Oh, gosh. What was the percentage?
You know, I really don't know.
Do you remember if it was overwhelming? It's usually overwhelming. Like, in Florida, when they did it a few years back, it was 70-plus percent that voted for the smoking ban.
It wasn't that high, but they kind of tricked the voters because we also had one. It was Prop 206 that would only ban smoking in restaurants. And they would let bars decide on their own.
So instead of just banning in restaurants, they've been banned in every single establishment, every single business?
Basically smoking bars, yeah.
Restaurants and bars, not all businesses?
I'm not sure. I wasn't really that, I didn't read the whole proposition. But they
don't know the business.
They had the two opposing ones. So, and I guess the decision was whichever one got passed with the most votes would pass. So obviously, really if you were a smoker and I'm a smoker, you should vote no against 201, which is restaurants and bars, and you should vote yes for just the restaurants and let the bar owners make their own decisions.
Well, I would vote no on all of them.
Right. Well, I did. But, I mean...
Right.
But the worst one was 203, because I know we all love education for the children.
Well, what's this?
This is an 80-cent tax on each pack of cigarettes.
Oh, no.
To help educate children?
Yeah.
From the womb.
Yeah. From the time they get out of the womb to they're 5 years old.
Barry Goldwater is rolling in his grave.
Yeah. So
amazing.
That one passed. Actually, it wasn't as bad as I thought. It was like 53-47, I'm guessing.
Still, if you look at these results from around the country, no libertarians of any sort of that were running for any sort of important office were actually elected. Besides, there was a couple of city council members, I think, that got elected. That's good news and everything. But for the most part, the libertarians bombed out, as usual. The ballot measures, most of the anti-liberty ballot measures, passed, except for here in New Hampshire, where both ballot measures were pro-freedom. And they both passed, which I think is a good thing. But for the rest of the country, I mean, it just keeps getting worse. And I'm hoping that maybe after this election, after people have realized that things are getting worse and the pro-freedom candidates didn't even make a showing, maybe that'll help recruit some new people, some new blood to the Free State Project. Maybe some people are going to finally get burnt out from where they're living and say, I've had about enough of this. Let's move to New Hampshire as part of the FSP. What do you think?
Yeah, that would be nice. But
what's holding you back, Rich?
Well, jobs. But
New Hampshire is one of the great, the best economies in the Northeast. So there's plenty of work.
Yeah, we've been talking about it.
Excellent. Well, keep talking and keep seriously considering it. And thank you for the call, Rich. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. Packet 8 toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Well, there's other news about ballot measures in Nevada, for instance. We've talked quite a bit about the Nevada ballot measure to legalize marijuana. Now, this wasn't a medical pot ballot measure. This was the real deal. A fully, at least a semi-legalization for adults. I think the amount that you could have was 3/4 of an ounce or something like that, or maybe it was 3 ounces. Anyways, it was a decent amount of pot for an adult consumer. And the good news about what happened in Nevada was that the ballot measure did better than it did in 2002. They had a similar ballot measure back in 2002, and back then it received approximately 39% of the vote and failed. And this year it received 44% of the vote. Yeah, 44% of the vote, and of course it failed. And Nevada actually...
That's close.
Yeah, not only did the marijuana ballot measure fail, but Nevada went ahead and enacted a smoking ban instead. And this particular smoking ban, of course, the casinos are exempted. Casinos that allow 21 and up guests, they're not subject to this. But the rest of workplaces in Nevada, no smoking. smoking banned.
It sounds like we're only about maybe 2 years away from a lot more giggling and refrigerator rating in that state.
Yeah, it's not too far.
Well, I don't know. We'll see. It's good news that they increased their turnout, but still, it's hard for them to get those marijuana smokers out there to vote, I guess. Because you know there's a bunch of marijuana smokers in that state. If you could just motivate them.
A few thousand more potheads would have gone out and voted. They would have had it.
Hey, man, let's go vote.
Nevada passed question 6, raising the minimum wage to $6.15. If the employer doesn't provide health benefits, employers can still pay the federal minimum of $5.15 if health benefits are provided. So the voters ignorantly approved a hike in the minimum wage, which of course means that they don't know anything about economics. Not a surprise, because they don't really teach economics in high school. They certainly don't teach you that the minimum wage is a bad thing.
It's not terrible news. The minimum wage is just Mickey Mouse economics as opposed to anything else, but, it's not good.
Well, there was a little bit of good news as far as some of the other marijuana ballot measures on across the country. Santa Barbara, Santa Cruz, Santa Monica, and Missoula County, so three California areas and one in Montana, all had similar ballot measures in order to make marijuana possession the lowest law enforcement priority. In California, it won 65%, 64%, and 65% in each of the places that it was up for election. In Missoula County, Montana, it also won by not quite the same margin, but still enough to win 53%. In Montana, conservative country, right?
Mm-hmm.
Missoula County, Montana, 53% voted to make marijuana possession the lowest law enforcement priority. So a little bit of good news there. Unfortunately, in South Dakota, medical marijuana access lost 48% to 52%. Nonetheless, still a close race. 48% of the voters saying that we need to allow people to have medical marijuana access. So we're moving in the right direction. I mean, that is South Dakota, after all. Colorado's Amendment 44 to allow possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana lost 40% to 60%.
That's still not terrible.
And let's see, Albany, California, medical marijuana dispensary in the city won 53%. And then there was a few other questions on some Massachusetts ballots where seriously ill patients should be able to possess and grow marijuana. They won as well. So Massachusetts moving in a more pro-marijuana direction.
Does that mean that Massachusetts is the 12th state to have medical marijuana?
I'm not sure. It appears to be certain districts in Massachusetts. It was not a statewide thing.
I see.
So for some reason, individual districts were able to vote on this, but it was not statewide. But they're still moving in a positive direction. I would say overall, not too bad of a year for the medical marijuana provisions and the marijuana provisions in general. So there's a little bit of good news for you.
Just a lousy plant. This is so ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. And hopefully this new Free State Project member legislator here in New Hampshire, maybe he'll introduce a marijuana legalization measure. Because forget all of this medical crap. We just need to skip over that. It's just an interim step, and everybody knows it. So why pretend like, that's all that we care about, when what we care about is ending the war on marijuana, better yet, ending the entire war on drugs. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. It is the Pack-A-Day toll-free line. I don't know, guys. I'm about out of election coverage here. Was there anything else, any other races that you all wanted to cover, or any other ballot measures that you all thought that were important to get out there tonight?
The Montana Senate race is in dispute?
No, I'm not sure about that.
The national Montana Senate race.
Okay.
Apparently, this is the only one that's still sort of out there as to whether who's going to win or not. And this is from the Raw story, which means that it's sort of an iffy news organization, but it says major media organizations, including AP and CNN, declared Democratic candidate Jim Tester the victor in Montana Senate race against Republican Conrad Burns. Though Burns has not yet conceded, he'll be unable to request a recount, says the Raw story. In 2005, Montana State Code, whatever, the section concerning recounts in close or contended election states, a candidate for a congressional office or state district office voted in more than one county, the legislator or the judge in the district court is defeated by a margin not exceeding 0.25% the total votes cast for all candidates for the same position. So apparently there can't be they can't do a recount, and it's tough. Go to the Democrat.
Shouldn't run in that state, I guess.
Or
on the way, you take control of the airwaves. It is your show, Free Talk Live.
fiercely independent.
Who do you think is worse, the Democrats or the Republicans? I say it's the Republicans, because the Democrats have no power at all right now. Should they get a hold of the reins of power somehow? I'll anoint them the worst party. The way I look at it, whoever's writing the laws, that's who you have to be concerned about at any given time.
Prudent perspective from an edgy windbag. It's Common Sense with Dan Carlin. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is November 8th, 2006. Gold opened at $6.23, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $6.49.74 and $3.25.38 for half ounce coins. That's $6.49.74 and $3.25.38. On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Things you can't run from. Nightmare on Elm Street, your past, and the sun. Now, which can cause most damage? If you said Freddy Krueger, wake up. When we come back, I'll help you see the light.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to bgfindtheshop.com.
BG.
You may be running errands in your car, but you're not hiding from the sun's harmful rays. While windshields and windows offer some protection from UVB rays, UVA, which accelerates aging and may contribute to cancer, flows right into the passenger cabin. Proof? Studies show that the left side of American drivers has more sun-induced damage. But Australian drivers who sit on the opposite side had more damage on their right sides. So protect yourself and the tender skin of children with a good sunblock, even in winter. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
That's the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features you'll find are completely free, including the wiki. It's like the listener editable version of the Free Talk Live website. Over 850 pages. Created by listeners just like you. Wiki.freetalklive.com, the place to go. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Now then, the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge, which is, of course, what we're just talking about, I think is really important. And it's now over the 500 signer mark, which is good news. So we're over half of the way there towards 1,000 people signing up to say, I already have or will move to the free state. I already have moved, because people who've already moved, they are counted as the first 1,000. So people like us, Mark.
Right.
And you, Wayne, as
yes.
well.
Yes. I'm signed up right underneath some guy named Manwich.
I'm glad that you showed up there.
And so we've already moved. And it's good that the 500 point has been crossed, but the bad news is there's only another, well, less than 2 months at this point for us to make up the remaining 400-something signatures. It's not going to be easy. However, I'm hoping that after this election, that the political burnout that inevitably is going to happen with people, because the Libertarian Party is always recruiting new people. There's always new, for instance, young people that are coming across the Libertarian Party and getting excited because they've discovered the party of principle. They've discovered a party that is based on a very simple, understandable principle, and that is that they don't believe that force should be used for political or social goals. And it's not hard to get that and apply it to your life and apply it to your belief system. And so it's easy to get excited because I know I was excited when I found the Libertarian Party. I was excited when I was campaigning for Harry Brown back in the year 2000. And then I was somewhat bummed out when it didn't work out. I mean, not that I expected him to win. I just expected a better than less than 1% turnout.
Right.
I mean, that's all. I was expecting 2%. Something, call me a dreamer, huh? Anyway, so it kind of bums you out a little bit, and that's political burnout. And the definition essentially is you've worked so hard. You've been out there on the campaign trail. You've been out getting petitions signed for political candidates. And when it all comes to a head, it's time for the election. It's a letdown. And so I understand how a lot of people out there are feeling right now. And
myself included.
Sometimes you're not even really an activist, Mark. You're just a talk show host.
I just wanted to see him win.
Right.
I was voting for my team. Like, you know, you sit at a football stadium and you go, rah, rah.
Yep. Yeah. So I mean, you're sort of burnt out, but can you imagine what it would be like to have put in hours? Remember John we talked to mm-hmm. from New Hampshire last hour saying he put in hours for these local candidates? Now, his local candidates actually won, so he's probably feeling good. But if you put in hours for a candidate like a Michael Badnarik or like another
right.
Libertarian candidate,
that's got to be tough.
Where all you get is 2% or 4% in the case of his race where there was over $400,000 being spent. It is tough. Especially the longer you keep going. You know, for me, when in the year 2000, Harry Brown bombed out, I didn't give up. I thought, well, we need to redouble our efforts. You know, we need to work harder and smarter, and we'll do better next time. Well, we didn't do better next time. And the time after that, and this time, we're still not doing better. And so eventually, even the hardcore long-term activists, they can only go for so long
right.
before they just say, screw it.
Was Harry Brown allowed in the debates? No.
No.
And the public didn't know who he was.
Of course
he was just
not.
Some name on the ballot they didn't know about. Well, name recognition is everything.
It absolutely is. And there's understandable reasons why libertarians aren't winning. Absolutely. But it doesn't negate the fact that political burnout happens. And it's easy to get burned out. And so I wrote something up at Hammer of Truth, which their site's down right now, but I had posted it earlier, essentially saying, look, don't get burned out. Because that's the worst thing that can happen to you. Because then you're going to be completely ineffective. If you're not doing anything, if you give up on making a difference, if you give up on the fight for liberty, then all you are is just another couch potato. And if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired of your local libertarian dismal results, like happened all around the country again this year, then I suggest you channel your anger and channel your disappointment away from burning out and dropping out, and somehow channel that energy into maybe joining the Free State Project, signing the First 1,000 Pledge, or better yet, if you aren't ready to take those sorts of steps, maybe you should come up to the Liberty Forum in February and sort of explore the Free State Project movement. Meet some of the people in person, the people that are really here on the ground making a difference in the one state that actually, in my opinion, has a chance at regaining some liberty.
I don't think that it's that big of to me. It doesn't seem like that big of a commitment. I made the commitment
what,
to
moving.
Absolutely, I made the commitment.
It was big for you. You wanted to go home, you little baby.
Well, I did want to go home because I didn't like it here. But now here's the reason, though. The reason is because I made the commitment. I made a commitment to join the Free State Project, and my commitment was to move up here within 5 years after they reach 20,000.
Yeah.
Now the Free State Project is already doing things in New Hampshire.
It's correct.
There's several, you know, many things have happened here, including you know, they forestalled the real ID thing.
The problem with
the right. smoking ban. They did all kinds of stuff. Wait a second.
Okay.
Let me finish. I did that with two houses, two cars, pet. You know, I mean,
a lot of strings,
a great paying job in Sarasota, Florida. And I did that. I made that commitment relatively easily because I knew that if there was a libertarian place, I would want to live there. And 5 years after 20,000 was reached, it would be a libertarian place. Currently, New Hampshire needs some work in order to be a libertarian
Absolutely.
Place. And the people that are the 400 and something people that are here now that have joined the Free State Project and moved already, they've gotten started on making it a libertarian place.
Yeah, they've started to lay the groundwork. There's
I had no intention of being that when I got signed up, and but you know, for me, it was relatively easy because I knew that if there was a libertarian state, I would want to be in that state.
I think that. And Wayne, I'd like to have you chime in on this here in a moment, but I think that the Free State Project, the founders, Jason Sorens, the people that came up with the idea originally, I think they've pretty much admitted at this point that they were wrong. They were wrong about a few things. You know, for instance, the 20,000 number. Jason Sorens has since come back and said actually 12,000 would be more than enough.
Well, especially for New Hampshire.
Yeah, for New Hampshire,
especially if everybody's very active.
Right, and he didn't. There's another factor because he didn't realize when he was writing his ideas down for what this movement was to become. He thought it was going to be when he thought of 20,000 activists. He was thinking like 20,000 people that would go out and vote and maybe talk to somebody. But as it turns out, the Free State Project is attracting super activists. The Free State Project is attracting the cream of the crop, the best of the best as far as libertarian, liberty-minded activists. And he really didn't expect that to happen. So therefore, if you could actually get activists like have been moving in, 2,000 would do the trick. But nonetheless, the Free State Project was formed and the rules were set, and so we can't go back and change those rules necessarily, which is why they're sort of adding in these new concepts like the first 1,000 pledge to where, okay, let's move sooner rather than later, because it's going to take a little while to get to 20,000 signers. We're still just above 7,000, and I mean, we're talking about years out, whereas there is a difference being made right now by the people within the state. Is why the first 1,000 pledge is so important, and I hope that more people will give it serious consideration as they experience the inevitable political burnout from this election's dismal results for libertarians. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
With energy costs on the rise and cooler weather around the corner, isn't it time to replace your home's windows? Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilted easy for cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and ask about our special financing terms. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 12/30/06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. see associate, or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. Ask about our special financing terms. That's 1-800-393-8378.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they'd buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free Packet 8 line, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All of the features you'll find are completely free, including updates. You get signed up and we'll clue you in whenever there's something to know about the show. Updates.freetalklive.com to get signed up for free, of course. That's updates.freetalklive.com. So we were talking about the first 1,000 pledge. I'm going to get into these calls here in a moment. But first, I said, Wayne, I wanted you to have a chance to chime in on this one, considering that Mark and I, we've been here for just over 2 months. But I believe you've been here for a solid 2 years at this point, right?
It's going on 2 years.
Now, why were you one of the earliest movers? I mean, why did you choose to come here so soon compared to some of the other people that are out there still waiting and trying to figure out how they can get here or when they're going to be able to get here? What inspired you to make the move sooner rather than later?
Well, part of it was timing with my family, and the other part of it was that I was watching the Free State Project for a long time and decided that that was the right time to do it. Everything just... All the planets lined up for us, and it was a good time to come up. And I'm a native New Englander anyway. I've lived in many other states, and it was time to come home.
Did you encounter any resistance from the wife, for instance?
Not at all.
Oh, good.
She loves it up here.
Because I know there are a number of people whose significant other they are attempting to sort of persuade into getting them to come to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Perhaps they are the less political of the couple, and I know that you had mentioned to me off the air that your wife was a little less than political, and so I didn't know if that was a factor for you, but that's good.
Well, I was able to sell it to my wife on the clean air and that aspect of New Hampshire.
It is very clean up here. It's just a beautiful place. In fact, my only regret is I didn't come sooner. And I couldn't have. I mean, just like you said, certain things take time. You gotta tie up your loose ends as much as you possibly can before you move, but man, I don't think you'll regret it.
It's a big step, but they have an airport here, so you can get back if you have to. And the economy is good, no taxes.
Well, that's not true. There's taxes. As Mark was pointing out last night, New Hampshire does have its share of taxes and fees. They like to call them fees here in New Hampshire. And obviously, we've got some work. We have our work cut out for us as far as getting rid of those things.
Well, when I say taxes, sure. I mean sales tax and income tax. If you buy a car, there's no sales tax. That saves you a lot.
Yeah, but there's a transfer fee.
It's a destination charge or something.
Something like that.
All the dealers charge that in every state, though. The destination charge.
I don't know. I've heard that they aren't in Vermont. And that's why some car dealerships are located across the border in Vermont.
Yeah, it seems odd to me. If you take Route 9 or whatever it is here just across the Vermont border to Brattleboro, there's a dealer just across the bridge. You would think that if New Hampshire was cheaper to buy cars in, that it would be on the New Hampshire side rather than the Vermont side. But the Vermontsies apparently might be a little cheaper to buy a car there. I don't know.
We don't know. We haven't done the research. But nonetheless, a lot of things need to be changed, and we can certainly use your help. So head over to freestateproject.org, get interactive there, and learn more about it. Let's go to the phones. To the fun, Mark in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hey, Wayne and Mark.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Well, you were talking about, you know, nobody votes independent, and what I keep seeing on the mainstream media is, what do they keep telling us? If you don't vote Democrat, if you don't vote Republican, you're throwing your vote away. And people believe it. I don't think if you vote your conscience, you're throwing your vote away.
I don't think so either. You're voting for what you believe in. If you're voting for the lesser of two evils, then you're voting for evil, and you don't believe in that now, do you?
No, exactly.
And if you consider that about half the people who are eligible to vote don't even vote, and you got them to come out and vote for somebody they actually believed in, that where they weren't apathetic anymore, then you could make a difference.
Something could happen.
Right. Now, that's, of course, the tricky part, Wayne, is somehow motivating, you know, the masses out there, the ones that just sit back and just don't pay any attention to politics because they know it's a rigged game. They know the Republicans and Democrats are two sides of the same coin. I think a lot of people, whether they've studied the issue closely or not, I think a lot of people are just inherently aware that, why bother? Why bother with the Republicans and Democrats? And so they stay home.
My thought was yesterday, I'm just going to vote against whoever's in Congress. You know, they voted for the Patriot Act. They voted for that new, you know,
Military Commissions Act.
That, you know, it's like these people took an oath to uphold, defend our Constitution, and they have trashed it. You know, so if you're in office, I vote you out of office.
That's always a good rule of thumb. I mean, if you're walking in blind to an election and there's an incumbent and somebody who's challenging the incumbent, if you're just totally blind, good rule of thumb to vote for the challenger.
Yes, sir.
And then as soon as they get into office, make sure you go see them, write them letters, and,
stay on top of them.
Stay on them.
Well, which is another benefit to New Hampshire, as a matter of fact, because you can pick up your phone here in New Hampshire, call your local representative or state senator, and they will answer their phone. Like,
themselves?
You can go to... What's that?
Themselves?
Yeah. If it's not them, it's their kid or their wife or something like that.
Wow.
Or husband.
Well,
because their phone goes right into their home office. There's no plush government offices for these people.
A state representative in New Hampshire is one of 400-something people.
And what do they get paid?
And, you know, I think $200?
No, $100 a year for the state reps and $200 for the state senators, I believe.
And among those people, I mean, 400-something for the state, it's only 500,000 people in the state, so they represent like 3,000 people apiece.
There you go. Mark, any other thoughts?
No, except for... You know, I'd go to New Hampshire if they didn't have winter up there. I can't do winter. That's why I live in Florida.
I figure eventually we'll have an underground city for people like you. Thanks for the call, man. And hey, and by the way, that excuse doesn't work with me because both you and I, Mark, are Florida natives.
We are.
We're a little sensitive when it comes to this whole cold thing.
It's cold. I got to admit, the weather's not as good here. But if I can have a libertarian paradise, a paradise where I can be free, I'm willing to put up with the weather.
Better to be cold and free than in chains on the beach, as far as I'm concerned.
It's only part of the year anyway. The summer's beautiful. The spring's beautiful. The fall is nice.
Oh, the fall has been great so far.
You know, when I look at the weather and it says, I looked outside yesterday and I told my wife, wow, it's nice outside. She said, yeah, it's only 40. It was 40 degrees. If it was 40 degrees in Florida, I'd have died out
there. I'd have been hibernating in Florida in 40 degrees.
Yeah. It would have been the governor would have declared a state of emergency.
Governor Bush.
Which I think goes to point out that people adjust. And I think it's important to
remember I'm adjusting. I think it's just 40 degrees here. It doesn't feel as cold as 40 degrees in
Florida.
Well,
you can say you
take a little while.
You can say you don't think you're adjusting, but odds are good that you are. In fact, there was a guy that moved from Florida up here. I think he lives in Massachusetts at the moment, but he's on his way to New Hampshire. His name's John. And he was telling me that he, you know, once you get through that first winter, you pretty much have the adjustment phase and you're going to do much better for the second winter. And now it's like, you know, no problem for him. He's been up here for a long time. It's no big deal anymore. And he was a Florida native as well. So if we can do it, you can do it. Let's go to the phones and talk to George in D.C. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, George, you're on the Amplifier line. What's on your mind?
Well, basically, looks like I might have a recount here in Virginia because it's so close, but it looks like Allen might be unseated. And I decided the first time I got to vote as a libertarian full principle, which means I didn't vote for neither because I'm choosing between a racist and a sexist, and neither of them be pro freedom. That's not in a really good choice. Guess what I wrote in for Senate?
Yeah, I was going to ask you, did you leave it blank or write it in? What'd you write in?
Darth Vader. You guys said Mickey Mouse. I'm like, nah, Darth Vader's far more popular. I mean, he probably trusts the other senators anyway.
That would be nice. I'd like that. We could send Darth Vader to Washington, D.C., just use the death ray on those people. Turn on the tractor beam.
Luke Skywalker.
Exactly. That, and I wrote my own name for the House of Representatives because I wanted to be in the House. Remember that? A few months back, I tried to get in.
So what you got to ask yourself, George, is when are you finally going to get out of the clutches of the TSA or transfer up to Manchester or something like that?
I'm trying to build up some leads so I could probably get a transfer up to Manchester and work from the inside, you know, help out there.
That'd be great.
I need a lot more leave now than I do because the boss at the airports, whatever airport I'll be transferring at, mm-hmm. looks at that and be like, to see whether or not I'm gonna call out sick a lot or not, and I have to call out sick for a week now.
You mean the government bureaucracy actually cares about that sort of thing? I'm shocked,
yeah,
George.
I was surprised about that, you know?
Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it as always. You take control of the airwaves and pack an 8 toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. We've got un-election-based news, like some stories about the FCC cracking down in the radio world and profanity as well. This is your show. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Experience the site for free. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for access to their website. We give it all away, but we do ask that you voluntarily support us by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier, as over 300 of our listeners have decided to do. Now, it's totally voluntary, meaning that you are choosing to send us $3 a month. That's all we're asking for with the AMP program. And the point is, stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The point is, we take in your $3, and we turn it around into advertising, marketing, and promoting Free Talk Live, thereby getting the show on more stations around the country and spreading the message of freedom and liberty. So if it's important to you, go to amp.freetalklive.com. If you just want to support the show that you like, amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones, to the fun, DJ in Illinois, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hello.
Hey, DJ, what's on your mind?
Well, there were a couple of referendums on the ballot yesterday that I wanted to bring up.
Okay. Is this local or the whole state of Illinois?
These were local referendums in Cook County, which is Chicago and some of the suburbs.
Okay.
And they were very Democratic-leaning in their wording. Now, they were what they call non-binding, or what do they call them, advisory referendums. So they basically don't count, but they were there anyway.
So they're to advise the county commission that you want to do something? Is that the point?
I guess so.
I see. The will of the people.
I personally think they're more kind of advertising, you know, for what they're trying to do, to try to get support, you know, the public support for these things. And, anyway, the wording of the first one was particularly troublesome to me. And I have it in front of me. I'll quote it. For the health and safety of children and the entire community, you know it's bad when it starts off with that.
Yep.
For the health and safety of children and the entire community, shall the state of Illinois enact a comprehensive ban on the manufacture, sale, delivery, and possession of military-style assault weapons and 50-caliber rifles?
Hmm.
Now, of course, it's for the health and safety of the children and the entire community, so why wouldn't you vote yes?
Well, right? I would like to know what the definition of a military-style assault weapon is.
Well, exactly. That's partly, well, they're saying 50-caliber rifles, but still, they're not defining, right, they're not exactly defining what assault weapons are.
That'll
but
come
of
later.
But, passed.
Yeah.
They divide up the vote totals by Chicago and the suburban areas, so there's two different election boards.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at the websites for these election boards at the results. In Chicago, it passed 90-10%.
Ooh, wow!
And
that's
huge. in suburban Chicago, it passed 85-15%.
Okay,
which is even more of a surprise because there are a lot more Republicans in the suburbs.
Right, but it's for the children.
But
man,
it's for the children,
love
and it's
children
and it's
too.
And the entire community.
Oh,
don't forget the entire community. Well, now the other two were
The
other two were troubling as well. The one was to raise the minimum wage.
Oh boy!
From $6.50 to $7.50, I think it's a statewide minimum wage. Again, these are statewide issues.
Mm-hmm.
But they were only on the ballots for Cook County, I guess.
I don't understand. If it's a referendum that doesn't count, why are they putting it on the ballot?
Exactly. I don't know.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, they're advisory referendums. Huh. They're non-binding.
So it's just essentially to give the representative sort of an ear to the ground as far as what the people think, what the voters want.
Something like that.
And then they're supposed to go ahead.
The minimum wage one.
Yeah.
I think that's just to advise the county board, you know, what the people are thinking or, you know, something like that.
Or maybe advise the legislatures, that way they can go and create new laws and do
this. Right, because actually, I guess these referendums were sponsored by the county board, although they're really issues that the state legislature has to pass.
Well, Illinois has not been a friendly state for firearms. I mean, just in general,
no, it hasn't.
It's one of the least friendly states. Chicago's got even more restrictions than the rest of the state.
Oh, yeah.
But the state in general, not so great.
Right. And the minimum wage one, by the way, passed 90% to 10% as well.
Gosh.
And the third one was do you support a rapid and immediate withdrawal of troops from Iraq?
That one I actually
voted for. And that one passed 80 to 20%.
Hmm.
Now, that one really truly is advisory because Illinois has nothing to do with where the troops are placed.
Sure,
It seems funny to me that, these advisory votes, what kind of sense does that make? I mean, the people, it makes more sense to me when the people make a decision for everybody, like a democratic choice, than the legislature doing it. Why don't they just let the people vote it in?
Because Illinois is bass-ackwards is why. It's just a messed up place.
Yeah. But do we want 90% of the people deciding to ban guns?
No, of course not.
I don't know. No, but I mean, at that point, I would take it.
Right, but it should still be left to the people. Yeah, I agree.
Now, I would take that as an advisory to get the hell out of Illinois. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it, DJ. Appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Jack in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Jack, you're on with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Jack. What's on your mind?
Well, here in Montana, we still get to have firearms. In fact, we can go down to the local show and grab ourselves a big old Barrett 50 and have a good day.
Yeah, we still get them here in New Hampshire. In fact, we can carry them openly. Can you do that there?
Yep.
Excellent. So what's on your mind?
Yeah, well, you can't drink with a beer in your hand anymore. Or you can't drive with a beer in your hand anymore.
No, you can't. Not even on
the
highways or nothing.
Yeah, didn't they reinstitute speed limits there, too?
Yeah.
Ah, man, losing your freedoms, man. What's on your mind?
Well, I just want to let you know that we had a lot of libertarian and constitutionalist candidates on our ballot, and I'd say about 70% of the people being elected, for various House seats and all that kind of stuff, had a constitutionalist or libertarian candidate.
Wait, so you're saying 70% of
the
races, there was somebody else to vote for, but of course none of them actually won, right?
Nobody won. None of them won, but they, Flathead County took a lot of votes for a fellow by the name of Sam Jones, and probably...
Wasn't he the Libertarian senatorial candidate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's the guy who poisoned himself with silver.
Oh, it's that guy? He turned himself blue or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy was, in case you hadn't heard about this, there was a Libertarian candidate who had taken so much colloidal silver that he turned his skin blue.
Hmm. That's a shame.
Yeah, not good. Got to be careful with those questionable health remedies.
They call him True Blue Stan, but actually, I guess he's not.
Poor Stan.
He probably got more coverage as a result of it. It probably helped his campaign.
Yeah, that was a couple years back. But in any case, I think that the Republican Conrad Burns probably lost because of the amount of votes that were going to Libertarians, and I see that as a good thing.
Why is that?
Well, because now the Republicans have to look at it and say, geez, we got all the conservatives and all the constitutionalists and the people who want freedom voted for their guy, and we lost because we weren't for freedom.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Modify their own agenda a bit.
And you know what? That is why voting for what you believe in is so important, because if you take what you believe in and you vote for a libertarian or vote for somebody else that echoes your beliefs, then the The people that are the Republicans and the Democrats are going to look at that and say, hey, those libertarians, they're gaining in the polls. They must be doing something right, and we're doing something wrong, and maybe they'll get it through their thick skulls eventually that they need to start going in a more pro-freedom direction. But yet if people continue to vote for Republicans and Democrats, they'll never get that message, will they?
And even 5% is significant. If one of those parties can grab that 5% away from the libertarians by being more pro-freedom, that's what they'd want in the long run, don't you think?
Exactly, which is the tactic the socialists took. The Socialist Party never actually won any elections back in the 20s and the 30s when they were running in a lot of races, but they influenced the other parties to lean in a more socialist direction, which is, of course, what we would like to do with the libertarian movement. Jack, any other thoughts?
Nope. Just thanks. Have a good day.
Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231, the Back at 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Matthew in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark.
Gentlemen.
Hey, Matthew. What's on your mind?
How are you doing? Just calling. I've been a member of the LP, the Libertarian Party, since 95. And never have I seen such a despicable, dreary ballot in my voting days as a libertarian. And,
really?
There was one libertarian on the ballot in an office I've never heard of. Mm-hmm. I can't even remember what it's called right now.
Mm.
And there's only the one slightly pro-freedom question was question one, and that got stomped into submission like a...
I'm not familiar with it. What is it? An answer
to question one about the wine sales grocery stores.
Oh, we'll have to recap that when we come back. If you'll hang on, we'll bring you back here in hour three. 800-259-9231 allows you to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Now, Matthew mentioned that he's been involved with the Libertarian Party for over a decade at this point, since 1995. And I wonder if he has ever suffered any political burnout. More coming back. You take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.